Here he is. It's Gordon Keith. That creeps me out. I believe that was a reenactment of someone coming back to consciousness after overdosing.
A save shot.
Yeah, it was like a save shot.
The circle right there in the chest.
Yes.
What is
Have
that?
You ever wanted
With
to do
a
that? Huge hypodermic's got to go through the sternum.
Yeah. What?
Have I ever wanted to do that?
Yeah. Like for fun?
To OD or
no,
to bring
no, no,
someone
no.
back?
To bring someone back.
Oh, I thought you meant to stab yourself.
No, I just let them go.
Is it just adrenaline that's in that?
Yeah, I think so.
What yes. is adrenaline? Is that like...
It's adrenaline.
Hormone.
Yeah, I know, but how do they...
How do you get it in liquid form?
Yeah.
They get it from kids. Isn't it the same as that adrenochrome or whatever that is?
Did I stab?
What?
You know that no, whatever the conspiracy is that you know the Democrats are living off of the adrenaline from children. You haven't heard that?
No. Why would I hear that? And yep. where would,
then
would
you
I hear?
Aren't tuning into the proper news sources.
Maybe, I guess so. Not. So I wanted to.
Oh, it's epinephrine.
Who is?
That's the.
That's what you get through the sternum.
Wait. Yeah, also known, well, it's the same thing.
Known as the Pulp Fiction save shot?
Yeah, it's produced synthetically. It is not sourced from animals.
Oh, well, that's boring then.
Interesting.
I want my epinephrine shots only sourced from animals.
Yeah, from sheep.
Yes.
Why sheep? Are they hyper?
No, I don't want sheep epinephrine.
I would like a kangaroo. I want kangaroo.
Yeah, no, I want like a baboon or chimp or something that's close to a human.
Or like a great white shark. That'd be awesome.
You want a great white... White shark epinephrine shot.
Yeah, I mean, they have all kinds of, I would assume, energy because they swim all day.
They sleep sometimes.
I think I'd take a goat's.
Like Tom Brady?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, there Makes
you go.
Sense.
You get a Coachella.
Bring it back to sports.
Makes sense.
I was,
have you ever had to administer a Narcan shot to someone?
No.
Or seen it happen?
Is that for meth overdose?
Narcan? No, that's opioid.
Oh.
No, only thing I've seen in person is the Heimlich, and it's not what you will see in the movies.
The Heimlich?
Heimlich.
Oh. Never heard of it.
You never tried that one?
I haven't seen that one. I think that would wake some people up.
Yes. The Heimlich maneuver. That's how you wake someone up when they're nodding out.
Wait a minute.
It happens.
What are you doing?
You just... Trying to wake up a hobo that's knotted out on the sidewalk.
The little
with
dog
Heimlich
jumps on
maneuver.
The bed, and you're like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's Matt going with this?
I don't know.
Oh, whatever.
But I saw that in person, and it's not as glamorous in the movies. They don't.
What?
They don't.
The
up,
Heimlich?
Yeah, they don't upchuck, and then all of a sudden they're going, oh, man, thank you so much.
It's really horrible.
It's terrible.
Where was this? In a restaurant?
Yeah, it was at a restaurant. And dude was.
So describe the scene. What was happening?
It's a couple of guys. Standing.
Fancy restaurant?
No.
Okay.
No. Standing at like a stand-up bar table, eating wings. And then the dude just started...
Pointing to his throat?
Yeah, just kind of pointing and looking. And the dude got behind him, and he did the Heimlich a few times. And then I guess the food came out.
And made out?
I never saw it just like, you know, fly out of his mouth into a drink like we always see in the movies.
It depends on where you're
shot a wing, a buffalo sauce wing.
But after he was slumped over... Like
it's
it
horrible.
Took everything out of him,
yeah.
But then he started right back eating the wings.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go back to
There's
eating.
No way. Give me some soup,
dude.
Queso, right. Anything. Liquid.
You'd be on a liquid diet for about
There's
a week.
There's no way I would attack those wings again after it almost killed me.
When I choked, I didn't eat for man.
When did you choke?
I've had a couple of choking incidents, but the worst one I was choking in the parking lot of a sandwich shop, and I'm like trying to get people's attention. Because I'm like, oh, no, this is bad in my head.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm hitting myself, trying to give myself the Heimlich, I guess. And finally,
do you know how to give yourself the Heimlich? Everyone should know that.
It's a chair.
Yeah, you get the corner of a chair.
Right.
But
I didn't have that, so
yeah.
I was looking.
Well, you should have driven somewhere and bought a chair.
I should have, yes.
Oh,
no, no, to your point.
David Card.
I ended up running.
And you have to wait for the second beep. Sign your name.
I'm sorry, wrong pin. You put in the wrong pin.
Yeah, so finally these two people like, and they try to talk to you like, hey, are you okay? And you can't speak.
I'm so, sorry, sir. I can't help you unless you tell me whether or not you're
and
okay.
I was like, man, I'm about to die in this parking lot. And then I got really mad. And so as they were running over, I just ran and like hit myself on the trunk, like the edge of my car where the trunk is.
There you go. That's
and hit
right.
myself and went like that, and it came up. And then
did it
like,
come out, or did you just swallow it? Did it just
no?
Move?
It came out, and I was like,
did you eat it?
No, I left it there.
You didn't put it back in your mouth. Baby no. bird it back to yourself after you
thought about
masticated it.
I paid for it.
It's picking out the
yeah. You no, paid that, for it. You don't lose that kind of money. What were you eating? A sandwich?
Yeah.
What kind of sandwich?
I think turkey probably. It's usually hot what
dog.
I get.
How do you choke on a turkey sandwich?
You got to chew,
on,
man.
The things I've choked on. Man,
uh-oh. I you're getting to Matt's personal life.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, okay.
That's gagging. That's not choking. God. Come on, man.
Like you've heard that sound before.
I mean, I choked on
Matt's never heard that sound.
No. I choked on pulled pork once, and they called 911 because I couldn't get it to, like, I could kind of breathe, and it was like,
pulled pork?
Yeah.
You do have tiny esophagus.
Yeah, there's something weird going on.
They gave
you.
Me a shot in my arm, which loosened up my
Narcan?
Esophagus. I don't think it was Narcan. I don't know what it was. It was a muscle relaxer.
Shark epinephrine?
Yes. Might have been.
I don't know. Your dream.
That was nuts,
that's
man.
Probably the last thing on the list of things I would expect to choke on, pulled pork.
Yeah, I know.
I just didn't chew it up enough, I guess.
I'm telling you, he chokes meat. On weird stuff.
I do choke on weird stuff.
Choked on a milkshake last week.
Just like gets in my esophagus, and I'm like,
Oreo milkshake. It's just one little bitty chunk yeah. of cookie. And
it
like,
sucks because
oh
like, your immediate reaction is to take a sip of something, and that doesn't always work. And then you're like, oh my God, am I going to drown before I choke? Because you can feel it just kind of stuck in there. It's weird.
You eat the same thing every day in here.
Yeah, I do.
What is that? You got a, like a Slim Jim and a well, whole wheat burrito.
What about eggs?
Yeah, it's my food.
What is it?
Well, this is a cage-free turkey stick, and this is
a cage-free turkey stick.
Yeah, this is all, you know, a natural protein bar made from chicken.
Made from chicken.
And this is my wrap. I've really gotten into sauerkraut. Yes, and there's sauerkraut on it. And
there's sauerkraut on your is that a burrito? What do you
no,
call
it's
that?
It's a gluten-free wrap.
Okay, gluten-free wrap.
And then there's sauerkraut and some greens on it with some turkey. So.
Why?
And every day you eat the same thing.
Yeah, for lunch.
Yeah, he's spectrumy. He has to eat the same thing, do the same things. He has so many verbal tics. It's amazing in here.
And it's true because I eat at the exact same time every
exact
day.
Exact same time.
Even
yeah.
when I'm starving, I wait for the clock to get there, and then I'm like, oh my
wait,
God.
Wait, wait. You're
eat.
Hungry and you don't eat because yes. you have to wait for the clock to get to a certain time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good to be hungry, so it's fine.
Is it good to be hungry?
Yeah, hunger is a natural thing that we yeah. just need to
I want
understand.
You to go over to Somalia and give this big speech over there.
That's a different type of hunger.
Nothing wrong with that. You think if he stands at the podium
look, I know that y'all are really hungry right yeah, now.
It's
and,
good to be
but
hungry.
But I've got a great message for you.
Suzanne Summers is trying to get me to donate something. She's still alive?
No.
She's just been
she
dead.
Died of death.
Really?
Yeah. When? Like 3 years ago.
Yeah, three?
How long ago was it?
I think Suzanne Summers has been gone for a long time.
Man, I saw a dude really? In a movie yesterday. It's been dead for like 12 years.
2000.
You what?
I saw a guy in a movie yesterday that had been dead for 12 years. I had no idea.
Oh, no, you're right.
That's not that big a deal. I watched Citizen Kane in the 80s, and I was like, they've been dead for 50 years.
Yeah, but you knew they were dead. I thought this guy was still alive.
Oh.
When did she die?
2023. Gordon's right. I thought it was.
Okay.
I see there.
No, okay, other than Three's Company,
so
what,
2 years
what
ago,
do?
Which was before they discovered shark epinephrine. That
she
keeps
was on
you alive.
A show with, what was the other sitcom that she did?
227?
227.
Isn't that what she did after Three's Company?
Step by Step?
Oh, maybe? She was the mom in that on Friday night.
Yeah.
Shows.
Yeah, and then she did the Thighmaster.
On TGIF.
Step by Step was the name of the show.
Yeah. It came on after
with the other
family
dude.
I don't think so because I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't write it.
Right. So therefore, it's fake.
It was a TGIF lineup thing.
What was the name of the, what was the guy's name? The actor that's, Patrick Duffy.
That's right. Patrick Duffy.
He's still alive.
He was in Dallas.
He was in Dallas.
Patrick Duffy didn't die 10 years ago. That's what Matt was reporting.
No, some other guy. I forgot his name.
Well, Okay.
You want me to tell you who it was?
Yeah.
It was James Rebhorn.
Who?
James Rebhorn. You'd know him if you saw him. He's an old guy. He was in a bunch of movies.
Yeah, I don't know that guy. What was the last great movie you saw?
Ooh, probably Anora.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any of those Oscar movies.
I thought Anora was phenomenal.
Well, that's a great one.
What's the other crazy stuff that was nominated for Oscar? Like, what were the big movies?
Conclave. Conclave was really good. The Bob Dylan movie, I forget the name, Complete Unknown, solid.
That's with Timothy Chalamet?
Yes, that's correct.
That's a really good question. I'm trying to remember the last great movie I watched, because the last couple of times I went to the theater, they were just okay.
I tried watching that part of that Wicked movie.
You didn't like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife.
I saw the musical and I thought it was great.
Yeah, my wife went by herself, and then when she came home, she was like, yeah, I'm glad you stayed home. Like, you wouldn't have enjoyed that. I was like, I really appreciate that. Just go off and discover your own musicals. You don't have to drag me into it.
I think part of my reason for not liking Wicked is I thought that those two were just so intolerable on their press tour afterwards. Promoting
lovey-dovey and stuff.
Yeah, it was just weird. And,
well, you know, how are they supposed
to act? Ariana Grande is a weird one for me because, personally, she does so many things that are so annoying, but she's so freaking talented. She's funny. She can act.
She can sing.
She can sing. I mean, she has so much talent. So she always wins me back over when I see her performing something.
And then you see her sitting down at a press junket.
Yeah.
And you get all mad.
Licking donuts.
When did she do that?
I thought she was straight. That's a euphemism for she was being really nice to her female co-star.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, she also licked donuts. Y'all don't remember that controversy? In line, she was at a donut shop. And
she licked it and put it back?
Yeah.
How'd she get access to it? She went behind the counter?
They were sitting on the counter.
Why'd they put
them People have access to donuts.
Who puts donuts on the counter?
Lucky.
Are they usually enclosed? That is a little bit weird.
They're in a glass where you order
it. I don't think they were enclosed in the glass.
There's security footage
of her licking a donut.
Yeah, no, I see it. It's right on top of the counter.
Yeah.
Kind of snags one.
Well, isn't that kind of
And she licked
store?
It and put it back.
Yes.
Indeed.
So she tried it and didn't want it, and then they got mad at her.
No, I think
it was... The sample box was not for her.
I think that it was more of like a dare. Like, she was just doing that.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't just trying it to see if she wanted to purchase it.
Just like, dare you to lick that, and then you do it, and it's nasty.
Looks like she's honoring America.
Don't y'all remember there was a time where she insisted on being carried around by her bodyguards?
Really?
Like, she didn't want to walk. She couldn't put...
Like in a throne type thing, or just like crazy?
No,
like
a baby. Yeah, they would just baby carry her around. She was in a baby Bjorn on the front of her bodyguard.
Some 6'8", 350-pound dude.
And he's carrying around like a baby.
Weird.
Because she didn't want to walk. That was it. Once you get that famous,
the mind
you outsource
goes, right?
Walking.
That's what happens when you lick donuts.
You go crazy?
Yeah.
Is that what happened to Elvis?
He licked a bunch of them.
Yeah, I don't think he licked them. I think he just consumed them.
Right. He just ate everything.
Elvis would get a hankering for some particular sandwich in the middle of the night because he was a night owl.
Wasn't it peanut butter and something?
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Those are great.
There was some place like, of course, he lived in Memphis, but there was some place, I don't know, in like Wisconsin that had good sandwiches. So he woke up all his crew and said, hey, get in the plane. We're going to go get some sandwiches.
Shalotsky.
And so they went up to a sandwich shop in Minnesota and saw Matt choking in the parking lot.
What's wrong with him?
They gave me the Heimlich.
Hey, what's wrong with that dude, man?
I survived.
Somebody go get his debit card, buy him a chair where he can do a Heimlich on himself.
I think we all would have those. Like, we talk badly about the rich, the Uber rich, and their idiosyncrasies or whatever.
How many people
and
do you know that have gotten rich thing. Driving Uber?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Anyway, we do the same thing. We had endless amounts of money.
If you became a billionaire, you would outsource walking.
No, I would.
You would have someone carry you like a baby.
I wouldn't have someone carry me, but I still would probably do some things that will make anyone else just roll their eyes because I'm so stupidly rich.
Well, we always have this debate on the morning show. If you were stupidly rich, what would be the first thing you would do? Would you get the personal chef?
Yes.
Would you get the chauffeur?
I'd get the chef.
I think I'd still drive myself around because I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely would get the chef.
The chef would be awesome.
Yes.
Man, that'd be so fantastic.
God, see, that's what I need a personal chef. I'm thinking about emptying out the 401k just to get a personal chef for a couple years.
What about a bather?
Where I can get my weight under control.
Someone
because my bodyguard doesn't like carrying me around right now.
Yeah, right.
Like on Coming to America?
Yeah.
A bather?
Yeah. Someone to specifically come in and just bathe you.
I don't think I want that.
Well, I doubt either of you guys take baths. I routinely take baths.
Do you still?
Yeah. I like baths.
You make bubbles?
You think that's a little G-A
No, do what letter you have to before do, man. Z? No.
General admission?
Do what you have to do, man. If you want to take a bath, you take a bath. No, you're
judging me. I'm sensing you're judging me. Yeah, you are.
Do you have a large bath or a normal one?
Large bath.
Tubs are too small.
Large bath.
Well, that makes sense.
What tubs are you sitting in that's too small?
The RV Oswald. Like, if you're just in the tub, most of them are not nice for people that are 6'3 or bigger.
Matt's folded up like a praying mantis.
Just in there, yeah.
Spindly.
It's just, you can't, your whole body won't be under the water. Like,
I'm with you in that most, the old standard size bathtub is too small for luxuriating.
Right. Yes.
You kind of just want to get out of there as soon as possible if it's the old. Plus, they had really low sides back then. And
the one at our hotel when we were in Vegas, I took a bath in that. That was nice.
You know what's been in that bathtub?
People. I don't know. What?
What?
It's Vegas.
Okay.
You think people do seedy stuff in bathtubs in Vegas?
Like what?
Yes!
Isn't that where Whitney died?
Like drugs?
Not in Vegas. She was in, she was at the Beverly Hills Hilton, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
You should have taken a bath in it. It was nice. It was a, kind of a larger oval. Had jets on it. It's cool.
Is that where you fell in the shampoo bottle and had to go to the ER? I remember that story.
I hit the signal.
Why? I don't know what happened, doctor.
Every time he opens his mouth, bubbles come out.
I just slipped and fell right on the shampoo bottle.
Everybody, go down!
Radio Superstar.
Get back in the Nico next. Here, ticket.